Chapter 1. Molly. "Enjoy your flight, Miss Whitman," the gate agent said, handing my ID and boarding pass back with a smile. I returned the friendly expression, but my mouth had gone dry. If my life had gone as planned, I'd be working on changing my name to Mrs. Porter. It wouldn't have been on my ID quite yet, but if my life had happened the way I'd planned, she would have smiled at my new husband, Jason Porter, who would have been standing next to me. She would have told both of us to enjoy our flight, and we would have thanked her before giddily starting our first journey as a married couple. Instead, I turned to make my way through LAX's crowded lobby, Hawaii bound, alone. Before I could even take a step, I ran into what felt like a wall covered in fabric. Excuse me, the wall, man, said, clasping firm hands around my arms to steady me. I looked up, and the apology I'd been about to offer died on my lips. The most ridiculously unfair set of lashes framed his dark brown eyes. His full lips were pulled over to one side in a hesitant side smile. His dark hair was cropped short in a traditional military haircut, which is why it suddenly hit me where I'd met him. He was a Marine stationed in Hawaii. I'd met him when my celebrity boss had hosted an event at the Turtle Bay Resort on Oahu in November. Since her husband was a Marine, I'd met quite a few of them over the last few months. The weekend we'd spent in Turtle Bay involved a big Friendsgiving feast, beach time, and a wedding for one of their friends. It seemed like a lifetime ago, but it had only been about 2 months. I guess that's what happens when your entire life gets turned upside down. I saw recognition come over him as he looked me over too, and he narrowed his eyes in response. "Have we met?" "We have," I replied, then glanced down at his hands still holding my upper arms. He followed my gaze and abruptly let go of me. "Sorry about that." "It's okay. I'm sorry I ran into you." "I'm not," he said with a quirk of his lips. "You're Molly, right? Paige Walker's assistant?" I was grateful he'd whispered that last part so no one overheard. It wasn't something I liked to advertise, given her level of fame. "Right." My stomach did a funny little dance at the idea of him remembering me, but then I cringed inside. That was not something I should care about. I'd been engaged when we'd met, and I was now supposed to be healing from the pain of having been dumped. A handsome Marine remembering me, even though we'd barely spoken, shouldn't have made me feel so flattered. But he was looking at me with the same kind of interest that I'd pretended not to notice the day we'd met. And he made it really, really hard not to notice him. With a start, I paled at the realization I'd totally forgotten his name. There were about a dozen Marines at the resort that weekend, and while I'd personally added them all to the security details visitor list, I couldn't remember exactly who was who. "Roman," he said after a beat, putting a hand on his chest. "Roman Russo. We met at Turtle Bay." "Roman, right," I said. "How are you?"
"Great, thanks. Just heading home from leave. Where are you headed?"
Swallowing, I plastered on a brave face. "Same place as you."
"Oahu?"
He looked around, then leaned in and whispered.
"Are Paige and Noah with you?"
Momentarily dazed by his close proximity and the hint of spice in his cologne, I paused, then shook my head.
No, this isn't a work thing. It's a solo adventure."
He leaned back and his brows went up in appreciation.
"Very cool."
"I am nothing if not cool," I lied. Checking my watch, I made an apologetic face. "I actually need to get going so I don't miss my flight. It was good to see you."
"Yeah, you too. Have fun on your solo trip."
I hoped my answering smile looked convincing. As I turned away, watching where I was going this time, I ran through all of the sarcastic replies that I'd almost dumped all over that poor guy. "Oh, I'll have tons of fun, and I'll try not to think about my cheating ex." Or, "Yes, fun. It'll be super fun to take my honeymoon alone." Or, "I'll do my best.